Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Two IDF soldiers have been killed in fighting with Hezbollah's. Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah says the pager attack that killed more than 30 people over the last 2 days crossed a red line. Sonic booms could be heard in Beirut as he was speaking as the two sides exchanged strikes. In the U.S., a positive reaction on Wall Street after the Fed's first interest rate cut in 4 years, the Dow up more than 1%. The economy could play a pivotal role in the presidential election, but ABC's Rachel Scott says one of the country's biggest unions is not endorsing anyone.
The Teamsters announced it will not be endorsing a candidate this election. Union President Sean O'Brien stating neither candidate made serious commitments to ensure the interests of working people are always put before big business.
Internal polls of rank and file members show they support former President Trump, and new CDC numbers show that drug overdose deaths in the U.S. continue to decline. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 24 people are hurt after a hay wagon accident. It happened in Chippewa Falls yesterday at an apple orchard. The sheriff said two tractors carrying people in wagons crashed into each other. More than 25 people were rushed to local hospitals there. People of all ages were hurt, including kids. Their injuries range from minor to life-threatening. And Governor Tony Evers will push for a record increase for the UW system when the next state budget rolls around, to the tune of over $800 million. It would be the largest increase ever for UW's budget. Data shows Wisconsin ranks 43rd in the nation when it comes to state funding to the university system.
That is not where we want to be, no matter where we are with numbers.
The $800 million request will go into Evers' biennial budget next year. Then the legislature will dig in. With elections this fall, the legislature may look different then, too. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay City Council approved a new ordinance Tuesday allowing city employees to sell fermented malt beverages like beer at city parks. The ordinance says the fermented malt beverages must be in unbreakable containers. No other alcohol or intoxicants can be sold. The passage of this ordinance will allow employees at Bay Beach and other city-owned parks to sell beer in aluminum cans. The Oshkosh Area Public School District is considering a $195 million referendum to go on the ballot in April. It invites the community to attend community information and listening sessions this month and in October to learn more about why the referendum is needed. The first of these meetings is Tuesday, September 24th at 6:30 at South Park Middle School. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. Malik Willis, who started last week in place of Love, said he's preparing as though he'll play this week, but said Love might also be available.
I just have to continue to try to absorb and learn this offense best as I can and be able to execute on those things that we missed out on this weekend and learn from the film and continue to just grow. And that's if given the opportunity. Like you say, Jordan's feeling a lot better, so we can't say that he won't go this weekend. It's going to be on him how he feels and how comfortable he is, you know.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Lemons, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A high September heat is still here with us today as we soar to the upper 80s under sunny skies. But we've got showers and some strong storms moving in later this evening. The system quickly clears on out of here overnight, leaving us with a mostly sunny and still warm day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Friday's show, we'll feature former Green Bay Packer Matt Brock on our Football Friday segment, courtesy of Burkle's One Block Over.
And in our live music segment from Heights Pub and Parlor, we'll feature Tyler SJ. Join us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon the Hutt continues to actively ruin. Just trying it out for size. I want to see how it flows. Coming up at 11:20, Brittany Merlot will be here for weather and wine. We're going to talk about the forecast and what is coming our way, and if we're ever going to see any rain, because I don't know what your lawn looks like, but ours, it looks brown.
Yeah, ours is not looking good.
It's pretty brown. So Brittany will be here with an update on the weather, 11:33. J.R. Ratcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to talk all things sports. Great news for Brewers fans. Great news for the crew. And we'll talk about the playoff chances then, I guess.
Absolutely.
And poor Craig Counsell. Nah.
You know what? He's resilient. He'll come back.
He'll be fine.
They had a better season than people are willing to give him credit for. So
yeah, they were underestimated by everybody.
Well, the Cubs were overestimated and came in terrible, and then they worked their way back up to second place. That's laudable in the place where we'll talk about more.
All right, it is time to go for the green or gold statewide text to win contest. You need to text via the Civic Media app. If you don't have it yet, it's super easy and it's super free. Go to wherever you get your apps. Just search for Civic Media. Download our fabulous app. And then whatever station you're listening to around Wisconsin can be WISS in Oshkosh, WLAK in Amory. It can be in WFHR or here on WAUK, whatever station you're listening to. Text the word until noon today. The word this hour is friend. F-R-I-E-N-D. The word this hour is friend, and you're playing for a chance at either $100 cash or gold jewelry. Everyone in the running for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. We play this contest weekdays at 7, 11, 1 with Todd Alva, and then 4 p.m. with Dom Salvia. They will have the next words, but the word this hour is friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. Text the word via the Civic Media app, and good luck. And again, you have until noon. Also, I believe you do have a chance to get an extra entry.
Yes.
If you either, we give you a couple options.
Yeah. So what you do is you enter now, put in friend, and then you're going to get a follow-up email saying, click this link, and you'll be given options to do that. Whatever the task is.
It might be follow our news or get our newsletter, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe just check your voter registration. But text the word friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, for our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest, and good luck. This is something we talked about a long time ago, and it has still been burbling around, and it's not done yet, but there was progress made.
Ooh.
So I guess that's good. Considering this is the least productive house possibly in the history of this country. I saw a graph yesterday that looked at all of the bills that were passed by previous houses.
Yeah.
It's astonishing how little they have done. It's really, it's kind,
I mean, honestly,
it's an achievement.
Yeah, let's do it, everybody. We did it.
Few people can do as little as you, except for our own Republican-led legislature. They're pretty close.
Shh, they're napping. They're on break right now.
Don't bring them back on vacation. So anyway, it's the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. And there was discussion that we were no longer going to include AM radios in new cars. Which is why we want to know how you listen. How do you listen to our show? How do you listen to the network? If you're streaming, that's great. But if you actually listen to radio in your car or a radio in your home, I would love to hear from you.
I like how you put it before. How do you radio?
How do you radio?
Yeah.
How do you consume? How do you consume it? So anyway, the good news is the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act passed out of the House Energy and Commerce Committee yesterday by a bipartisan vote. Oh my gosh, we can actually agree on things. Of 45-2.
Who the two?
Who the two poops are, I don't know. We'll see if we can find that out. But no.
Did you just call him poops?
I did call. I know. It's just vicious. I'm just vicious that way. Bipartisan vote of 45-2. This legislation ensures the continued availability of AM radio in all vehicles, recognizing the essential role it plays in delivering critical news, emergency information, and public safety updates to tens of millions of Americans. Now, this doesn't mean that it's done, of course. Now, the bill can finally go to the House floor.
Yeah.
Where there are 260-plus co-sponsors. Hopefully, it will get passed. You can contact your legislatures, legislators. Go to myvote.wy.gov. That will give you all of their phone numbers, all of their email addresses. Be nice.
Yes.
But tell them, yes, you would like to see them pass this bill. Is radio important to you? Where do you radio? Do you listen in your car? And I think a lot of people listen in their cars.
I know I do. I listen in the car. I listen to on the app on my phone, but I listen in the car a lot.
I do too.
I grew up listening to AM radio.
If you want to chime in, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from Prairie du Sac on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Yeah, doing great. 1580 AM and 92.7 FM when I'm listening to the radio. That there's times that one comes better than the other, and that I'll tune into whatever signal's strongest, but a lot of times the AM signal is a stronger signal.
Yep.
When I live here in Prairie du Sac. So that's the one I listen to. So that AM is important.
It really is, Mark. And thank you so much for listening. Really, it means everything. I've been in this business a long time. More than 40 years. And when I think of the weather information that we've delivered over the years, and a lot of my time was spent on FM, but even so, I think it's important for folks, especially when weather is bad, especially when we have emergencies, especially when there's breaking news. Radio is immediate. Radio can bring you the information immediately. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's important, and it's important that we continue to have radios, AM radios, in cars.
Yeah. I guess no matter how you square it to me, you try to explain it, it just doesn't make sense to just not have this. Like, I understand, take CD players out of cars. No one really listens to CDs anymore. But to take a whole option of accessing information away just does not make sense.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Michaela from West Bend texting in, I listen on AM radio when I'm driving. I stream while I'm at work. Thank you very much. Robert from McFarland, 75% FM, 25% on the stream. Scott, who won the bicycle. Good for you, Scott.
Nice.
Says, I listen on 540 AM, which is us here on WAUK. Bryant in Madison, he says, Civic Media app rules. The Civic Media app is pretty great.
Boom.
And we just had an update on it, too. So there's lots of really cool features in there, especially the call and text directly to whatever station you're listening to.
I absolutely love that feature. I'm still, by the way, trying to find out the voting of the
two.
Yeah.
Tom from West Dallas. I listen to you guys almost every weekday. The way I listen to in order, they have radio in my work van. Second is the app. And third is Facebook. So thank you. No matter how you listen, we are really grateful that you listen, whether you're streaming or whether you listen on an actual terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
But I think for a lot of folks, and especially for folks in more rural areas, you got to have AM radio in your car.
And the studies that have been done of the trust they have in them is amazing. I mean,
it's interesting, that study that you're referring to.
Yeah.
So everybody says they don't trust the media.
Yeah.
Right. It's all fake news. It's all fake media. Yeah. But radio does well.
Yeah. In a survey of 1,000 adults over 18 years and older, I know that's not a lot in the scope of all people, but 1,000 who are over the age of 18, too. This is not like 35 to 55 or over. 79% said that radio was the most trustworthy, with newspapers just behind and social media at a dismal 28%.
Well, that's still too high. Quite honestly, don't believe stuff you see on social media.
I mean,
your friend's neighbor's cousin's boyfriend is just not always the best source.
That's how we think that immigrants are eating cats in Ohio.
We can thank that lady in Springfield, Ohio. Rita in La Crosse, listening on WLCX. Don't forget, I watch you on YouTube, too. Somebody's watching me. West from Middleton, listening on WMDX. I love my AM/FM radio in the car and at home. Listening right now on 92.7 FM. Was up at Devil's Lake. Had you guys on 1580 AM. In Madison, I have my pick of 542 if I want to listen early in the morning. AM might not have the best sound quality. There is no substitute for its coverage. Yeah, and AM signals go a long way.
Oh, my gosh.
Long way.
I mean, I just love the idea of someone sitting out on a lake or a boat listening to us. We're part of your day.
Yeah.
This is so great. Hello. If you're doing that, hello. And if you're not, still, hello. But, yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Why, like...
why they thought this was a good idea.
Why not all radio? Why FM gets to stay and AM has to... I mean, AM, from a business standpoint, I imagine AM radio generates a lot of revenue, too, because you have a lot of advertisers on there.
Yes, absolutely.
And... you can span the gamut of opinion. You can be sports. You can be talk. You can be right talk, left talk. You can be religious. You can be other languages, Spanish language.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so much variety. On FM, there's variety, but it's music variety generally. And I don't know. I'm trying to, like, I'm rattling around this around like a marble in a hollow tube because I don't understand this.
Why it was ever suggested that we not put AM radios in cars?
It just makes no sense.
Well, it had to be a money reason, don't you think?
It seems
to always lead to money.
Yeah.
Greg from Richland Center, listening at WRCE. I listen both AM, FM, and FM. Tell Greg some of us still listen to CDs. I guess I'm a dinosaur. I'm with you on that, Greg.
Hey, I'm not against that. I'm just saying they generally don't put CD.
They're not standard anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're not standard anymore. Well, we would still love to know, how do you radio?
How do you radio?
How do you radio? PJ on the live stream, WISS 98.3 FM in Oshkosh, and the Civic Media app at home. Thank you so much. Let us know how you radio. And don't forget, Civic Media app right now, the word this hour until noon is friend. FRIEND. Text that in for our Go for the Green and Gold statewide text to win contest. We'll be talking weather coming up with Brittany Merlot, weather and wine on the way. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites, and making obese people pay more for health care. and a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Locked up in my room, I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board. Good choice of tune there, Cal. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call, text, or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, we are playing our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest this hour. You have until noon to text the word on the Civic Media app, friend, singular.
Singular, one friend.
One friend, not plural. F-R-I-E-N-D, text the word friend via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for some game tickets. That's for the grand prize winner to see Green Bay and New Orleans play December 23rd. And there's a winner every hour that we play, 7, 11, 1, and 4. So you're either going to pick up $100 or some very stylish gold jewelry.
Ooh.
So make sure you text in the word friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. Todd will have the next word at 1 o'clock. Very excited. She is here to join us. A little weather and wine with Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot. How are you, girl? It's been a while.
It has been a while. I've been pretty good, enjoying the warm temperatures. How about you?
I am not so much enjoying the warm temperatures. I'm one of those crabby old Wisconsin people. It's like, we should be done now. And I want more sweaters and I want my snuggly sweatshirts and this makes me happy. And when is it going to not be so hot?
We want sweater weather, not sweater. Sweaty weather.
Exactly. Exactly. Sweater, not sweaty. So how long, how long have we been in this weather pattern? It's got to be like 11 days.
Goodness, yeah, we're pushing 2 weeks now, where our average high temperatures should be in the upper 60s to low 70s right now. So we're about 15 to 20 degrees above that. We've been holding steady, and we've got today, tomorrow, and Saturday left of that heat wave before we take that ride right down to fall.
Oh, really? Is it going to happen? It's going to happen really quick. Are we going to get any rain?
Yes, yes, yes. We do have a couple of rounds and we need it, right,
yes.
Shane? I mean, goodness, just the few weeks of dry, sunny, hot weather has pushed, I think it's 16% of the state into a moderate drought now, and about 30-something percent of the state is abnormally dry. So after all of the rain all summer,
I know.
That's what I was going to say. Like, we were in a drought. Then there's too much rain and it's ruining the crops. And now we're back to drought.
It's a roller coaster. It really is. So we've got a few systems moving our way. We need every drop of it. So the first one is right now. Actually, we're looking at some scattered showers and storms from Eau Claire stretching all the way to the Tomahawk Park Falls area. That's slowly working its way across the northern part of the state. But tonight, or I should say this afternoon and evening, mainly after 3 or 4 o'clock, some strong storms are going to fire up off to the west, moving into the state, and all of us are going to see this through the afternoon, evening, and into the overnight. So as it works its way towards us, I think that about 9 p.m. Central Wisconsin can expect it, maybe 11 to about midnight, the lake, the Fox Valley, the eastern areas. The strong severe weather is going to stay well west. There is a slight risk of that from La Crosse to about Ashland and everywhere in between there.
Okay.
High winds, hail possibly, and another inch of rain, which is good. They want that.
Yep.
But as it moves through the rest of the state, we're only looking at about a quarter of an inch, maybe a half an inch. That's not enough.
No.
More. So we've got more. Here we go. Don't you worry.
Asking you shall receive.
Yep.
By Saturday night.
Yep, Saturday night and into Sunday, that's when everything's going to be changing. You know those Colorado lows we meteorologists like to talk about in the winter that fling a bunch of snow our way? That's actually what's headed our way. No snow. We're too warm, obviously, but the cloudy, overcast, dreary, long event of rainfall, the steady all day, that's going to be our Sunday.
That's going to be Sunday.
Football Sunday. Yep.
Well, yeah, good football Sunday. You're absolutely right. Good nap day.
Mm.
Exactly. But we are looking at an excessive rainfall amount. Right now, it's looking at southern Wisconsin, which you need the rain. But when you get 1 to 2 inches of rain on top of a drought, some flash flooding possibility.
Sure. It just runs off. It comes down too quickly, and the ground just can't absorb it that fast.
Exactly. But the needed rain that we want is around the corner. And the temperatures you want, Jane, which is exciting. We are going to fall to our average highs into those mid to upper 60s far north on Sunday, low 70s far south on Sunday. And we're going to halt that into early next week.
That's all I'm asking for.
And
that's upper 60s, lower 70s. Is that? I don't think I'm asking too much.
Does anybody else like see the power Jane has? She's like, I just like it to be this. And Brittany's like, here you go.
I'll make it so.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there any money raining down from the skies? I like money. Can that rain down from the skies? Is that working? No?
I think that's a different kind of meteorology.
Man.
Yeah. Sometimes there's cats and dogs supposedly raining from the skies.
Exactly.
Not literally, but you know.
As far as the winter goes, what are the winter predictions like? We've gotten off pretty easy, it seems to me, in the last couple of winters.
We sure have. So we're still forecasted to be flipping to a La Nina, which is right around the corner anytime now. And if that is the case and we go full force into a La Nina, we're definitely going to see a much more active weather pattern in, winter. I almost said summer because I'm so stuck on this heat right
now. I
know. But yes. So we are looking at chances for more snow and more cold snaps.
So that means I have to finally buy a snowblower. I didn't buy one last year because we didn't need it.
You didn't really need it.
No. I think we shoveled twice, and that was it. I was like, oh, I just saved myself a lot of money.
Now's the time to start shopping. Now's the time to probably start shopping. Brittany Merlot joins us for a little weather and wine and prepare for some rain and some cooler temperatures. I hate to ruin everyone's parade. I apologize. Just the person.
I'm used to it.
You're not upset.
People yell. People blame you, Brittany, all the time, don't they? No matter what's going on, someone's not happy.
Oh, they sure do. And come snowstorms, I can't even go grocery shopping. Oh! They've got something to say.
Yeah.
Oh, don't accost our nice Brittany Merlot. It's not her fault if it snows.
Let her buy bananas in peace, people.
She's a meteorologist for Civic Media. Brittany Merlot, thank you so very much. Good to see you, our friend.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. News is coming up next. And then when we return, J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're going to talk Brewers. 11:50. We're closing out the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tear-stained face, pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies, desperately for rain. Calls raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you requested an absentee ballot for the November 5th election, it may be in your mailbox soon. Today is the deadline for clerks across Wisconsin to send you your ballot if you've already requested one. Going forward, if you ask for it, they have 24 hours to mail it to you. In many communities with drop boxes, they can open as well. And Wisconsin's minimum wage has been $7.25 for 15 years. One argument against raising it is concern about job cuts. A new study says that doesn't hold up. Economist Ben Zipperer.
What does happen is that employee turnover falls dramatically, and that's because the job is suddenly more attractive to workers when you pay them more. And that's one of the reasons why you don't actually see big falls in employment after a minimum wage increase.
Zipperer is from the Economic Policy Institute. Republicans have stalled efforts to raise Wisconsin's minimum wage. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Brilliant students returned to school today after a shooting threat closed schools Wednesday. This is the second threat at Brilliant in less than a week. Police investigated a threat at Brilliant Middle School Friday. Both threats were found to be not credible. Police identified a female juvenile as a suspect in Wednesday's threat, and the district is asking that she be held accountable. They also asked parents to talk with their children about the seriousness of making threats and the consequences they could face. Earlier this month, the Wall Street Journal released its rankings of the top 500 best colleges in the United States. Lawrence University, a liberal arts college in Appleton, ranked 453rd overall. It also appeared in each of the four breakout categories: student experience, where graduates earn the best salaries, social mobility, and best value. Milwaukee's Marquette University ranked the highest of the Wisconsin colleges at 55. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proving to be a friend of the biz. Newsom just signed a bill that gives performers more protections and more control over their likeness when it comes to AI. The governor signed two bills into law on Tuesday at SAG headquarters in Los Angeles. The union has been a big proponent of the bills, and Newsom has proven to be a big proponent of the union. There might be people who don't like Dolly Parton, but you'll probably never meet one. The legendary singer recently created family meal kits where people can eat Dolly's cooking in their home, and they really are her own recipes. Parton also weighed in on Beyoncé's country album, saying she really liked it and is open to doing a duet with her at some point. She called Taylor Swift a great inspiration and said we need uplifting people these days. Kind of like Dolly Parton. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, September heat is still here with us today as we soar to the upper 80s under sunny skies. But we've got showers and some strong storms moving in later this evening. The system quickly clears on out of here overnight, leaving us with a mostly sunny and still warm day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Roll out
Good, good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Call or text or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to hate that we call Twitter. We are joined every other Thursday by J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, sports guru. And J.R., good to see you. Good news for the crew yesterday. Wrapping it up.
Yep, absolutely. And first of all, good news to see you, Jane Mettenier. I have not had a chance to chat with you specifically in quite some time.
Right. Good to have you. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Hi, JR.
Hi, Greg. You've been here. It's fine. Hi, Calvin. The Brewers, they're National League Central champs. We knew this. We knew it was going to happen. It was not a secret that it was going to happen. It was a question of when exactly. And then the most poetic thing happened. The Chicago Cubs lost a game.
No.
And that is what did it. That's what did it. Craig Counsell, it's been a rough year for him.
Oh, man.
He may feel differently. I mean, he's getting paid far better than he was before. So maybe it's a good year for him, but really a tough scene for the Chicago Cubs. They lose to Oakland, not a good baseball team, although they've been very good for the last couple months, but yeah. Lose 2 of 3 to Oakland. That wraps it up. So the Brewers know they're celebrating on Wednesday night, one way or another. They did lose last year and celebrated that night when they clinched, when Seiya Suzuki dropped a fly ball again, the Cubs giving the Brewers the division at that point. But they didn't have to like fake it because it was a walk-off winner against Philadelphia, a team that they are chasing for a first round bye. The top two teams get a first round bye. The Brewers have a pretty big uphill battle to get that spot. They're third right now. I don't think they're going to, but if they wanted any hope of keeping Philly in their sights, they needed to win that game. That was not a meaningless game by any means. So a big win for them, a walk-off win. Jake Bowers with a single. Jackson Chourio does more amazingness. Brewers pitching is really good, and they win the game. They get to celebrate for real. They get a full-fledged champagne celebration, and it was a good time. I was there. Always
cool.
Enjoyable to cover a clinch, and you get covered with various alcoholic bevies, and live to see another day. But it was really cool. It's always cool to see that moment, especially for a team that was not predicted to be here.
Can I just say, I hope it's cheap champagne, because every time I see that, it's like, God, I hope it's Andre or something. Just
yeah. Hey, I drink good stuff.
So I will, full disclosure, not an alcohol aficionado. I couldn't even tell you the difference between cheap or expensive champagne. In fact, I think the whole thing's a racket. You know, wine tastes like wine. I don't know why. If it's out of the box, that's fine, right? Yeah. That's enough. What's wrong with the box? So I don't know is the answer. I do believe if I had to guess, it's probably somewhere in the middle. It's probably not, boxed champagne, if such a thing exists.
Frank,
which I presume
Fred's House of Champagne.
That sounds perfect. In fact, I could go for some Fred's House of Champagne right now. Just the branding alone, I'm in on that. But yes, there is a lot of it. Everybody has a bottle.
Right.
Everybody is shaking it up. Yeah. You are getting hit from all angles. My phone was in danger. Oh. I got slapped in the back of my head with a plume of champagne. Which is fun. It's fun to be a part of. I'm not going to pretend like it's not. When you get the opportunity to cover it, it's still serious. You're running around trying to find the right visuals, the right people to talk to. But it is cool. It is cool to have an opportunity to do something like that.
I just want, people have been on the social media, have been poking fun at the Cubs and Craig Counsell. But I really want to give it up to the Cubs for the fact that they started this season pretty poorly. And they work their way. I mean, second place is no, I'm not going to shake a fist at second place. And I think if they can do this work now, and Craig Counsell is an amazing manager, it's going to be interesting where they see it next year. But on the other side of that coin, and my friends have been posting these predictions from, February, March, most of these critics, most of these experts, not you, you think you're amazing, J.R. Radcliffe, but a lot of these experts said the Brewers wouldn't even come in like within stepping distance of third place.
And nobody expected them to be much this year, the Brewers.
That's right. And there were some outlets that at least flirted with the idea, Greg, to your point, that they could be a second place team, that there is a lot of, a lot of continuity, at least with the coaching staff, and some of the key players were back. But, it's impossible to take the full view of this and think that they were capable of winning the division and having it wrapped up by September 18th, which is very early. They were the first team to clinch a playoff spot. And that's really quite astounding. I mean, they had Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff, two things that I think you would have said were two X factors that made them as good as they were last year. Mm-hmm. Neither one of those guys was here this year. They lost their manager. Maybe you can, I think there's plenty of disagreement about how important a manager is, but the fact of the matter is they had a guy there from 2015 on who was very good at his job. He's no longer there. Devin Williams, their elite closer, was gone for the first several months of the year. Christian Yelich, who was their best player when he was available, lost for the latter part of the year. So they couldn't have been more behind the eight ball, let alone the fact that if everybody had returned, I still am not positive they would have been picked to win this division. They would have been in a tight, at least perceptively, a tight race with these other teams. I mean, things haven't worked out. I think for like Cincinnati didn't take a leap forward that people might have thought that they would take. And the Cubs didn't really augment what they had with Craig Counsell and spending more money to get other good players in. They sort of just sat there, and the Brewers filled the gap. I am still stunned that it happened. I certainly would not have picked the Brewers to win the division before the season. I would have thought, you know, maybe they can be competitive. Maybe they're a 500 team. I'm sure I came on this show, hopefully all the tapes are burned, and said disparaging things. So I'm quite happy to report that I was wrong. The Cubs, by the way, have not been, and we can count 2020 if you want, but they've not been in a real playoffs since 2018. And this is the Brewers' sixth visit, counting 2018 since then. So
I got to write that down.
Just throwing that out there.
All my Northside Chicago friends, just statistics.
If you're just joining us, he is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe, sports guru, talking all things sports. And Brewers wrapping up the division last night with the Cubs loss, which just makes it all the sweeter. It really does. And yeah. But I have to say, the amount of trolling I'm seeing for Craig Counsell, it's just been brutal.
I wonder when people are going to soften. See, like, I still really thought Craig Counsell was excellent at his job. And I don't begrudge him getting a payday. I know a lot of people do. I mean, that's not how I maybe would have invested my energy into that team. But however people want to look at it, I understand. I wonder if, you know, the Brewers getting the best of the Cubs will change people's hearts a little bit, maybe soften it. Like, oh, okay. Like the Brett Favre thing. He left. He played for the Vikings. He wins those first two games that first year. Everyone hates Brett Favre. He's public enemy number one. Oh, but then the next year he came back and he was pretty bad. And the, you know, Packers went ahead and just won the Super Bowl. And then it was like, Favre's okay. A couple years go by, it'll be fine. So
you got to let it go, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know when that point is. I don't know. I'd be curious to know. Is it going to take a year, 2 years? Is it never going to happen? It might never happen. I really don't know.
Also, I spent about 24, maybe 48 hours being angry at Craig Counsell. Then I realized, oh, I have nothing to do with this. I have no control over this, and I'm not on the team nor employed by the organization. But also, you know, let's look at the door close, door opens theory, which is to lose Craig Counsell, we gain Pat Murphy. And Pat Murphy, not just, you know, there, as you just mentioned, there can be things said about how much a coach or manager can affect a team. It's not just the playing. It was the energy. It was the attitude. It was that camaraderie. It's something I haven't seen, honestly, since 2018, that 2018 team where we went to the NLCS and lost to the Dodgers. Man, that whole team was solid, and that's what I saw with this team this year, and there was just that energy, excitement, and love, and Pat Murphy is at the front of it, being so excited to be there as well, and that changes the playing, I think, for the team when they feel appreciated and like, oh, we're having a good time. Craig Counsell, good guy, kind of a crank.
They are very different personalities, and we've talked about that a lot, and I do think the Pat Murphy personality has played a big role in the continuity this team has experienced. Yes, a lot of other coaches are back too, but this guy's been around. He knows everybody. It's very laid back. There's no relearning of anything. Mm-hmm. It's just that the guy who was second in charge is now first. And I tell you what, there's no scenario where I thought Pat Murphy was going to be manager of this team. Once Craig Counsell made the announcement, I thought, well, two things are going to happen. Pat Murphy's either going to leave to be with Craig, or, I mean, he's an older guy. I didn't imagine the Brewers would want to replace Craig Counsell with sort of like his older number two. I thought that they would go someone young, up and coming, a recent former player, Stephen Vogt, who was hired by Cleveland, immediately jumped to mind. He was quickly hired by Cleveland, so he was off the market by this point. I think I would have been wrong. Like, I think he's clearly established himself as a guy who's, you know, going to be the strong contender for manager of the year here, and really seemed to make things flow smoothly, even with the players that they lost and the talent that they lost. Somehow he got them believing, and that, you know, here they are.
Well, and that just makes it all the sweeter. Mm-hmm. It really does. That just makes it all that much sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. He's a fun guy. He's very different. Like you said, Craig Counsell, prickly with the media sometimes. I still liked him. I appreciated where he was coming from a lot. But Pat Murphy is such a different energy. He's such a, he's a weirdo. He's great.
Which we love. Yeah. We're going to reach out to him and see if we can't get Mr. Murphy on the show. I know Greg would be very
put in a good word for us, JR.
Yeah, if you got
put in a good word, JR.
I could do that. I don't know if I have sway, but I could at least mention your name, Greg Bach, and see what happens.
That would be fantastic. Let's move on to the Packers. Is Jordan Love, what is the situation with Jordan Love?
He practiced, and you know, as we were talking, I'm not sure if we've seen if he's going to practice today or not on Thursday, but he did practice on Wednesday. Well ahead of, I think, what anyone's schedule would have been the moment he, you know, sprained his MCL in the season opener against Philadelphia. It was this is an aggressive return timetable. I think I think there's optimism that he's going to play. I would caution it only because, you know, like, I don't think he could be full strength yet. And I wonder if it's worth the risk of that re-injury to have him be a partial version of Jordan Love.
That's a good point.
They found a way to win last week. It was a very different team, Indianapolis. They could not stop the run. Just terrible, terrible team against the run, it seems. And they're not going to be able to do that against Tennessee. So this is a game where they need Jordan Love more than they would have last week. But maybe things can open up for Malik Willis. Malik Willis came from Tennessee. He was playing with the Titans all through the preseason. And now he has a chance to beat the team that essentially said, sure, we'll trade you for some spare parts. And that's fascinating. The kicker came from Tennessee as well, Braden Narveson. So I would love to see those storylines play out personally as a lover of content. But obviously, Green Bay Packers fans are hoping Jordan Love can get out there. That would be a really quick return from an injury that is not, it's not season ending. It's not even like, oh, you're going to miss 4 to 6 weeks, but it is not nothing. That is a, you know, that is a ligament tear. And it would be amazing, but it can't be ruled out at this point.
Well, but I think you make a really good point, JR, in that if you're not fully healed and God forbid he comes out and plays on Sunday and then gets hurt again and worsens this injury, then you might be looking at 4 to 6 weeks that he's going to be out. And mm-hmm. is it worth that risk? So I think we'll have to wait and see, right?
Yeah, the way these tiebreakers work, they're pretty important in the NFL with only 17 games. A game against the AFC does not carry nearly the weight of the game the following week against the Minnesota Vikings. So if I had to guess that they're going to be cautious, this is a historically cautious medical staff. I have major doubts that he's going to play against Tennessee, but I mean, there's a chance. It's not out of the realm of possibility for sure.
I just think it's funny that Pat said this morning that they Malik Williams, we got for like a 7th round pick. That's a very specific pick in a draft. I just thought that like 3 rounds, 2nd round, 1st round, but like 7th, I'd feel bad. I'd be like, I got 7th round. You got me for, oh man.
Yeah. 7th round. That's a throw in almost. That's the last round of the draft. It's just like, you know, just give me something that I could maybe, you know, spin into something else and do another trade, a lottery ticket, essentially. That's all a 7th rounder is. Some GMs love to hoard picks and they'll end up with a lot of 7th rounders. But yes, they got Malik Willis for very, very cheap is a good way of looking at it.
Well, we only have about a minute and a half left, JR. What is happening with the Badgers?
Oh. I don't know. They have not looked good. And a 42-10 loss to Alabama is no shame. That's the number 4 team in the country on the surface. But this is a team that showed you in the first two games that they weren't really on the level of even competing with Alabama. And then that was borne out. They had a rough go to beat Western Michigan and South Dakota. I think there's, you know, Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator, and coach Luke Fickell, I'm not sure they're on the same page. We're going to find that out. I don't know if they can compete in the Big Ten. They're going to need this week off. Will be really big for them.
You can follow all of his coverage in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. J.R. Radcliffe joins us every other Thursday at this time. Thanks so much, J.R. We'll talk to you in a couple.
Sounds good. See you soon, guys.
Stay close when we return. This shouldn't be a thing. It's on the way. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. We are doing our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest this hour. The word this hour is friend, singular, F-R-I-E-N-D. Friend is the word to text. Up until noon, you're in the running for either $100 in cash or some gold jewelry. One person, when we wrap this up next week, next Friday, will pick up a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. So text the word FRIEND, F-R-I-E-N-D, via the Civic Media app, and you will be in the running for all of those prizes. It's 11:52. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Thank you to Todd Michaels, Civic Media's own Todd Michaels, for putting those together for us. If you ever have your This Shouldn't Be a Thing, please email it in to janesays@civicmedia.us. janesays@civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing from the Associated Press. Newly listed for sale in Southern California, you can pick up half a house for $500,000.
Well, we are looking.
Are you looking?
We're looking for a second home or a half a home.
The one-bedroom, one-bath bungalow just northeast of Los Angeles was crushed by a tree in May. The fence around the home and most of the roof were mangled. So what's left of the property after getting smushed by a tree, it's missing walls, there's hanging wires, there's no ceilings. Yep. The asking price, $499,999. The listing agent told the Los Angeles Times, it's an open concept floor plan.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny.
It's 645 square feet.
That's not a house.
That's a room.
You know, and you know what's really weird is a 645 foot house, you said?
645 square feet.
Square feet, sorry. If that was a full house, no damage, that house would probably be between $1.5 to $2 million.
Which is...
Yes.
I can't even wrap my brain around that.
I can't either. If I'm spending two commas worth of money, then I want a secret door or a pool or
at least a ceiling. I know. I'm really asking for the world
for
here.
All the things. Yes. I want cooler weather. I want rain. I want a ceiling. Wow, Jane.
Demands never end.
And they say that the generation, like, they're entitled.
I know. Us tail end of the baby boom, we just want it all our way, Greg Bach. Yeah. That's what it is. So this town is called Monrovia. Regulations state that demolitions on properties more than 50 years old would require a review, but it was destroyed by what's called an act of God. So they don't have to review it. So house hunters can go look at what is left of this 645 square foot home in California and pick it up for just under $500,000. The listing agent says there's been a lot of interest so far because demand is so high and inventory, especially at this price, is so low.
Yes.
That's a deal.
Yes, that's a cheap house in Los Angeles. Because, I mean, what's going to happen is most likely they're going to knock it down and build another house that's taller.
Right.
And that way you have more space. Or if you are rich enough, buy out the neighbors.
Just buy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you buy out the property next door and you
exactly.
can put in a pool or
exactly.
whatever. Can you even get a pool on 645 square feet?
No, you have to build a pool and then put your house on top of the pool to make that work. Next thing you're like, Jane wants a pool house or a...
She just wants everything.
Yeah, come on, folks. This is delectably California right now.
It certainly is.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you how much we paid for our house, but our house... I always think about where we live, how much space we have, and how much it would cost if it was in even Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone Los Angeles or New York. And just that notion of 645 square feet of
half
open
destroyed.
Air. Half destroyed. Open air. Let's call it open air. It's got a retractable roof.
Yeah.
Is $500,000. Just makes sense. It absolutely makes sense.
I know real estate prices are high everywhere, including here all over Wisconsin.
Yes.
At least we're not that.
No.
At least we're not that. So that is today's...
This shouldn't be a thing.
This shouldn't be a thing. That should not be a thing.
No.
Send in yours to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Is the real estate agent's name in there? I'll give him a call.
You want to give him a jingle? Kevin Wheeler. Kevin Wheeler. We'll get you in touch.
I'll give you 501.
Get you in touch. All right. That wraps it up for us today. Don't forget, you still have about 3 minutes to text the word friend, FRIEND. Text the word friend via the Civic Media app, no matter what station you're listening to across the network. Text the word friend, and you are in the running in our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. On the way tomorrow, it's Friday. Dan Schaefer will be here. Our friend, Wisconsin's potentially most rumply congressman, is back in the news. We'll have a little story about him that's breaking just as we're going off here. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. News is next, and then Todd Alba. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself, not the seriously know-it-all sports dad. or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.